Kansas City's Rock Station, live from Rockfest 08, and almost like we planned it again. Trap, brand new music from them from Only Through the Pain. It's called Who's Going Home With You Tonight? A rhetorical question, unless you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people slip up and they do have a girlfriend. They still go home.
Going home is not bad.
What happens
at home that might be bad.
Yeah, you might go home to talk.
Yeah, but just a little spooning.
Just some spooning and some one thing leads to another.
Sometimes. Chris from Trap joining us. By the way, the rest of your band is off in the swag tent, like getting all the free crap.
I think they're just...
While you're here doing your thing, signing... And by the way, that girl that was just up here, the little bikini girl, wanted to come over and, go home with you.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were picture perfect.
I was telling the guys in Theory of a Dead Man who just came in here that as the day goes on, the better your time slot is, the better the quality of girls that decide to show your stuff up. So that'll be good for you guys.
Yeah. I think I saw a few pairs of them.
Yeah.
That were...
The later on in the day, because the alcohol starts to kick in.
Yeah, well, they're... I don't know if any of them were as good as the ones we just saw.
No, the ones we just saw were flawless.
Like, I mean, you could put your hands on...
That was flawless. It was art.
It was like...
It was an appreciation of art.
It was a mold was made, and then,
I believe that the children are the future, mm-hmm. and that was a fine future right there.
You know, it's funny, so I'm drinking my margarita, and
that's good that you guys get the sippy cup with you, little drinky cup with you.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I got my little margarita here, it's really good and everything, and she's like, well, let me have a sip, and I'm like...
No, you got to be careful with that right there. The nudity is okay, but the alcohol, not so much.
This ain't my first rodeo.
No way. That has lawsuit written all over it. So, you guys, I don't want to say you went away for a while, but you put out that live record, and you just sort of went under the radar, started doing a lot of do-it-yourself stuff, and now you're back. What's been going on with Trapped for, like, the past 2.5 years?
Well, we had the first record come out, with Headstrong, did really well.
Yeah.
No Frame and Echo, and then we had Only Through the Pain, which was 05. We toured through that till probably, July, August of 06, pretty much a year on that one. I had Stand Up, good songs on that one. And then at this third record, we just kind of wanted to go away for a little bit and just make a record that was...
But you did do that live thing, right?
Yeah, we did.
Self-produced that, right?
Well, we felt like we needed to do something. We needed to put something out there. So we made two new tracks that we thought were like... We didn't really kind of make them like for the radio or anything. We didn't really like concentrate so much on just making them like perfect songs like we do a lot most of the time.
Sure.
We just kind of, it's Everything to Lose and Stay Alive are on this Trap Live album. And really cool songs live and everything, But this next record, we wanted to make sure that we had music that will just connect with everybody, and lyrically I just kind of just tried to go through a lot of things and just kind of feel things and dated a few people. And
what's your blood alcohol level right now?
Probably 0.067.
yeah, so I'm not, just I'm thinking not, those margaritas are going down good.
It is they are doing good, but I feel like we made a record that's jamming and just everything that Trap does well. And, straight into the point.
And you guys, obviously, there was a huge response group. I was standing down by the second stage. You guys are up there. And I'll be honest with you, I'm on the second stage, and I can hear you up here on the main stage. And I don't know if you can't see it. From where you're standing, the sea of people goes all the way to the back, past everything, and then down the hill.
Yeah,
so there's like this group of people down the hill at the second stage waiting for another band to come on. They're completely tired and just sprawled out on the grass trying to find a place they can lay down, and yet their feet are still sort of going side to side and like jamming to your stuff.
Oh,
like,
they're like so far away.
They're trying to rally. They're like, woo! I'm with you. I can't stand up, but I'm with you.
And it's like mid-afternoon,
Yeah.
Let's see those people at like 8:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good. Now, how great is this for you to get that, sort of middle of the day set done,
it.
And now you can just relax it. And cruise? What bands do you check out?
Shinedown. I love Shinedown. We tour with them so many times, and we played so many shows with those guys, and it's so cool. And, STP, I saw them a long time ago. So.
You're not that old. You can't possibly. It's been 8 years since we've seen them.
For me, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, so it's been quite some time. There's going to be a whole group of people that are going to get experienced to the Stone Temple Pilots thing. And how great is it for you as a band to be out on the road with all these guys? Like, there aren't many situations where you get this many people at a rock show.
50,000 people. It's crazy.
And you got to take a second. You take a second to just kind of breathe it all in and just kind of feel how lucky you are with what you're doing.
I was up on stage and taking it in and just looking at everyone and kind of just thanking them for having the just you know, this attitude and this being such fans of rock where they're willing to come out right when the show starts. And that's all you can ask from fans, you know. They're just going to come out and watch every single band because they just love rock music.
Well, we're really happy to have you guys here at Rockfest. Again, Trav coming back through Kansas City. And good luck with the new record and the tour and the margaritas.
Oh, yes.
And
the second one.
And I'm, yeah, it's only the second one. I've only had two. Just two drinks.
Just two.
The Pride of Los Gatos, which correct me if I'm wrong, I believe is Spanish for the many gatos.
The cats.
The several gatos.
More than one.
Yes. Plural gatos.
Plural cats.
All right, man. Chris from Trap, thanks for stopping by. As we continue on, it is Rockfest 08 Live.